R&B Fridays Live is returning next month. It's Australia's biggest party with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and so much more. Get your tickets now with Ticketmaster.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around.
The Husey and Kate Catcher with Ed Cavalier.
Well, good afternoon, one and all. I tell you what, it is a very exciting today because old Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay, you're so fine. We can't wait to talk to Lindsay. To Lindsay.
Now, that was, you did a lot of production back in the day when
yes.
I was under a pressure to get Lindsay Lohan on the show,
mm-hmm.
and it was done, that was done with a lot of, there was smart arsery.
Oh, there was more than
we
that.
Want Lindsay.
And you knew.
We want
that I couldn't produce the goods
we
back
had
then.
No faith. It was all done tongue in cheek.
Well, today, after 5 p.m, Lindsay Lohan live on the radio, people.
Thank you, mate.
It is happening.
We've got Lindsay.
And we will address all the news.
We've got Lindsay.
The one and only Lindsay Lohan.
Well done. You've come.
Is there a big rift amongst the panelists, you know?
You said rift, not me.
No, that's what the headlines are, mate. We'll ask Lindsay Lohan herself.
Huge.
What she thinks.
Do we know what time it is in the UAE?
Don't know. Doesn't matter. It's happening. I'm guarantee it. It's happening. But we've had a big day
We've had a big day.
Because we also went to see the one and only Renee Zellweger. Renee?
Yeah, yep.
Renee Zellweger, yeah,
yeah,
and we got a 4 minute interview with her, didn't we?
We had a slot,
yes,
a 4 minuter
with a man next to her just winding us up. He gave us the countdown.
He gave me the two fingers, then he gave me the one finger, then he gave me a wind up, and then he gave me a really aggressive wind up.
Yeah, well, you let me down.
What did I do
before the interview?
What did I do?
Actually, just give us a bit of what we're going to... No, don't play any Gastro Man stuff. Do not play that.
Gastro Man. Husey is a Gastro Man. Gastro Man.
Now, I've had a few days of not shaking people's hands.
You have.
And today I feel so
good. I didn't like it.
I decided that I'm going to put that all behind me and just shake people's hands like there's no issue.
You were shaking. You were really like a politician. You were leading with your hand,
mate.
And I was concerned. I was like,
No, but you. After you saw me shake Richard Wilkins' hand,
which you went for, you went first.
No, he went first. He went first, and then Angela Bishop went in for the kiss.
Yes, which you accepted.
I did accept it because I'd made the decision to
a doctor's note. What decision has been made? What evidence do we have that you're not still infecting everyone?
The new co-host of ABC Breakfast TV.
Who? Who's that person?
He's brilliant.
It was a woman.
She. I said she.
Who was it?
Yeah. Well,
Virginia Trioli?
No, she's gone.
She's gone?
No, the new one.
Deb Knight?
No, she's on Today.
Peter Stefanovic.
Oh, come on, producers.
Lisa Miller.
Yes. I gave her a kiss. And then after I
didn't even know who she was. She was just walking past.
No, she wasn't.
Luckily, she worked in the media.
Would have been
a bit much.
And you saw me do all that.
Too much.
And then
and there were two publicists and you glad-handed a couple of publicists.
And
you shook the hand with a guy from Nova, which I liked because I thought, right, let's get rid of him. Yeah. That was the first time I was back on board. I was like, excellent.
So I'd spread my love around the complete holding pen of big-time, prime-time celebrities.
Yes.
Gastro,
that's when
gastro.
You announced to everyone he's got gastro. Why'd you do that, man?
They had a right to know.
They did not have
they
a right to know.
They had a right to know. And what did Angela Bishop say?
I can't remember. What did she
Ripper.
Say?
I'd love to lose a few kgs.
It was too much.
then whose hand did you shake after that? Yeah, that's the real issue.
I do not. Yes.
You did, didn't you?
Well, she put her hand out.
The publicist said.
She put a dainty little paw out.
That's not all.
Renee Zellweger.
She's a superstar.
I could knock her back after I'd bloody been all over Ange Bishop.
And that was all over.
That was
also after the publicist had said, after I'd said my piece about the gastro, one of the publicists says, don't give it to Renee. And you've still gone that double handshake, but she was. You leant forward.
Oh, well, let's come back and hear the Renee Zellweger.
Might be the last time she's ever heard from.
Right. Coming up next,
the Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed
Cavalier. You join us on a day of celebrity superstar guests on this show.
Yeah, coming up is Lindsay Lohan, but right now we're about to hear our interview with Renee Zellweger, Academy Award winner. She's in a new film called Judy. It premieres tonight, I believe. Yeah, she's going to be on the project later on, I think.
Absolutely.
Generally, it was one-on-one interviews, but we were the only ones doing a two.
Yeah, they moved a chair in and there was only one microphone, so we sort of had to huddle around it We Are the World style.
Yeah, and I tried to separate us, but then they pushed us
back. No, they actually pushed our chairs together, so we were sort of rubbing shoulders. And you're wearing a baseball cap today.
I am.
That Renee makes mention of. You came out very...
Well, I didn't know how to wear it.
Fashion-wise.
I didn't know how to wear it. But anyway, this all happens in the interview.
Yeah, you
know?
And don't forget, Judy is in select cinemas on October 17. You can catch it early with sneak peeks this weekend.
Here we go. Us with Renee Zellweger.
Zellweger.
Here we are with Renee Zellweger.
Oh, see, yes. Great to be here. Hi.
Great to be here, too. You guys look like you're waiting on a bus.
Yeah, well,
we're sitting... Just before we went to start the interview, we were told to push our chairs together.
I wanted it apart.
So we're touching shoulders, and it must look pretty funny.
It's very cute.
Well, now, can I ask a quick question just to start with? He's been wondering about his hat. He's wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it though? Because I was saying he should wear it on the side. So let's have a look.
What do you think?
The opportunities are limitless. Well, it depends on the message you're trying to send.
Well, I want you to be happy.
Renee, what message is that? If it's on the side, what message is that sending to you?
She's laughing too much.
No, you're a comedian. That's helpful.
It is good. It is good. No, we probably wouldn't be going to dinner.
Maybe lunch, brunch, maybe brunch.
Good.
Let's get to the movie. Please. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
He's been raving about the film.
Yes, no, thank really, it really kind. Touched
it touched him.
Emotionally, and well done. Seriously.
Thanks.
It was beautiful. And I think she would be looking down very happy on your portrayal. Do you think that?
That's really kind.
I think she would.
Oh, that's really, really kind. Thank you.
It's a wonderful film.
It was. And how long, because it's a lot of the chat is about your singing in it as well, which you have done before, but this seems a little bit different. So there was actually like a lot of people in front of you when you went to sing.
Yeah, I remember.
Right. Now, but is it all just, you know what I mean, does it still get you at all, that type of thing? You know what I mean? Like you've performed so many times in so many different ways. You still feel the jitters?
Well, I'd never done that before, you know, step on a stage with a live mic and sing to people. They're living with cell phones.
So you're actually.
You know what? The singing was great, and I actually didn't realise that it was your voice, and some people wouldn't realise that.
We know you
as a great actor, but we don't. I mean, I think a lot of the world doesn't realise how good a voice you've got. So, did you practice a lot?
Yeah, I did. But we had time, so it's just. Learning new skill, just trying new things, and I had a lot of help. I had a team of 5 people around me all the time.
I think I could have a team of 5,000 people around me, and I wouldn't be able to sing like that.
Sorry. I know some good people. And we had a lot of time. I mean, we started talking about this in early 2017, and we didn't film it until 2018, so I had time.
And is that you pushing behind the scenes, wanting to get it made and you know, putting it all together yourself?
No, I didn't produce this film.
Okay.
No. My friend David Livingston. Right. They said, come over and we'll go and try some songs at Abbey Road.
Oh, wow. No pressure.
You're going to make the Judy movie, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes,
Eddie's
please.
On his way to England right now.
Yeah. Well, right. But it is, you do such a good job. Were you nervous taking on the role? I mean, there's obviously a lot of pressure. It's a legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never let myself think about that
yeah.
ever. I just went over and thought, right, we're going to have some conversations and we're going to talk about it and we're going to go to Abbey Road and then we'll just start trying things. And that's what we did. We just started trying things. Right. And I looked at it more as a selfishly motivated, very greedy opportunity to explore, you know, the archive of her legacy, you know.
Well, it's really refreshed it though, because you know I wasn't as aware of Judy Garland as you know maybe I should be, but now you know I'm on board.
Yeah. So have you practiced your Oscar acceptance speech?
Yeah. What are you going to go with? Are you going to go with clutching it to your breast and crying, or are you going to go the one hand wave above your head?
Could you sing it? Could you sing it? Could you sing the thank yous or not?
You guys are pretty funny. I never thought that there was sort of a breakdown of the genre.
Oh, definitely. And then you've got a name about 30 people no one's ever heard of.
Oh, that's good. I think everybody's got that part down, right?
Well, well done. Well done. Everyone in Australia, see the film. It is well worth it. Thank you, Renee.
It's nice, guys. It was nice to be here with you.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, good afternoon to you all. You join us on a very, very exciting day.
Oh, Lindsay, you're so fine. We can't wait to talk to Lindsay. To Lindsay.
Yeah, we are going to talk to Lindsay. We're going to find out all about everything from Lindsay Lohan.
Why?
Just quickly, we just spoke to Renee Zellweger, and you had told Richard Wilkins and Ange Bishop and Lisa Miller from the ABC that I had gastro after I kissed the women and really shaken the hand of Richard quite strongly.
And two publicists.
Did a great job. Shaked Renee Zellweger's hand as well.
Yeah, you shaked it.
But here's a fact, all right.
Oh, is it time for the gastro fact?
Is it gastro fact? Got a gastro fact.
Gastro man. Hughesy has a gastro fact.
Do you, here's a question for you, Jack, for you, Ed, and for all the producers and audio people and everyone, when you flush the toilet, do you flush the toilet with the, and be honest, all right, everyone put their hands up in the air now. Put your hands in the air. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hands in the air. Mine will be up there as well. When you flush the toilet, do you flush the toilet with the lid down, or do you flush the toilet and put the lid down before you flush? Do you put the lid down?
What am I doing with my hands?
You put your hands down if you do that?
You put your hands down.
Okay. If I do it, is my hand down or up?
Yeah, good question.
Because right now it looks like a German rally in the 30s. So what? So am I up or down with my hand?
Do you put your hand down if you put the lid down? Hand down if you put the lid down when you flush. All right. Everyone's hands up. So
none of us do that.
You all leave the lid up.
Yes.
You know what you're doing?
Nothing.
You are pushing fecal matter up to 6 foot into the air with every single flush.
Gastro man.
The fecal matter can end up on your toothbrush.
Right.
You've got to put the lid down when you flush.
I'm 6'5". It's only going to reach my neck.
Mate. But is your toothbrush on the side of your sink?
Yes.
Yes. Well,
is it covered?
It's covered in fecal matter.
Is it covered?
It's covered. When you
the
flush.
The baby's got toys in there.
When you covered? Flush. Yes. Everything's covered.
His ducks are covered.
Your block of soap, that's
my
covered.
My soap's covered.
Soap bar's covered.
My wife's got 2 indoor plants. What's their story?
They are thriving is what they're doing. Lid must go down from now on. When we flush, lid down.
Well done, Fecal Man.
Yeah?
That's your new nickname.
Is that a good one?
Yep.
Fecal
Man.
We're all on that?
Yep.
Thumbs up.
Ed's got a bone to pick with you next, by the way.
Good.
Well done, Fecal.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
It's Hughesy and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalier. Back tonight on your TVs, Channel 10, 7:30. Masked Singer is back, and we will be chatting to Lindsay Lohan, guaranteed, after 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Speaking of which, you've been having a go at me because I mentioned offhandedly that you are a gastro machine after you'd shaken hands and kissed some people today. That was it was an offhanded comment. No one cared.
No, it wasn't. You front-footed it and trying to get me in trouble, get me black banned from, you know, celebrity circles.
It was pretty funny. But last night you did something very, very nasty. This was so Luke McGregor was on, very funny comedian.
Yeah, on the Masked Singer.
Maybe you got carried away with him, I don't know. But we were, somehow the Logies came up and you said this.
Dave Hughes actually gave me a Logie for Australian Idol.
Oh,
I've handed Logies to so many assholes, it's so annoying. And I haven't won one myself. Yeah, anyway, well, I'm basically the Billy Crystal of Australia. Well, I laughed a bit hard at that.
Yeah, that sounded a bit... Yeah, they did.
Yeah, like, no, you aren't.
Yeah, no, you aren't.
You're a fool.
You're an idiot.
That's what that laughter sounded like.
You've handed Logies to a lot of a-holes,
oh,
have
mate.
You?
Oh, mate, same. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I am.
I'll take you back to 2017.
And the TV Week Logie goes to... Have you been paying attention?
The award will be accepted by Tom Gleisner, Ed Cavalier and Sam Pan.
Let's hear that grab one more time.
That was fun. I've handed Logies to so many a-holes, it's so annoying. And I haven't won one myself, yeah? It was a real slap in the face, that was.
It was.
I'd just done the opening and the Logies, done a good job, and then, you know, handed the bloody Logie to you three. And you win it every year.
Wait a second. So
how many of you won?
So you're not apologising?
Apologising? No, yeah. I apologise to Tom and Sam. But you, honestly, 7 foot tall bloody giant walks on, grabs his Logie.
Fourth!
Ah, oh, it's broke him out. You know, once handed a Logie to bloody one of the Bondi rescue
Hoppo.
Guys. Hoppo.
Yeah.
And he said it's our 10th in a row. We're really humbled by it.
Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier. Back in just a bit. The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, very good afternoon to you all. Well, if you're just joining us, you've missed already A-list superstar Renee Zellweger, but
yes,
it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that's what it really does, because Lindsay Lohan.
You've come good, mate. Well, no one will ever forget what a fizzer the last Lindsay Day was. You'd been promising for weeks that she was going to come on the show.
You set me up to fail.
I did not. The moment arrived and this happened.
On Wednesdays, we were pink.
But today we talk to Lindsay Lohan.
Guys, what are you doing here, right? We're not talking to Lindsay Lohan. Just grow up. And you know what? Smell the roses.
They stank that day, those roses. But today, my friend, you've come up.
We've got Lindsay.
You've done it.
I think the children and the adults and everyone in between of Australia can take heart in what's happened here. It's not every time you fall over. And our Lindsay Lohan interviews fell over for 3 months.
A lot. They were like the people up against Stephen Bradbury in ice racing.
Yeah,
like
they all
tripping
fell over.
Over.
But and we asked today we are Stephen Bradbury
Stephen.
Because we are going to triumph. And when we come back, we're going to hear the Lindsay Lohan interview that the world said we wouldn't get.
This is huge.
We got it.
This is huge.
Do not go anywhere. The exclusive chat that's finally arrived.
Here it comes.
Lindsay Lohan.
It really is. It's happening.
Yeah,
it's
actually happening.
Actually not, we're not joking.
No, we're not.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Well, do we dare play the interview?
Yeah, well, we're going to play the
Lindsay
interview,
Day.
Mate, because Lindsay Day has finally come to the Hughesy and Kate with Ed Cavalier show.
Man. Congrats, ma'am.
Here we go.
So,
It spawned controversy and headlines in Australia.
What's it been like working with Lindsay?
Mm. Unreal. We've been out and partied a little bit.
And across the world on a show no one in Australia has heard of.
Rumour is that she's already annoying the other judges.
It was filmed almost 3 decades ago.
When's that starting?
Well, I don't know.
By the time it goes there, we all might be dead, to be honest.
And we've already guessed almost all the contestants.
Darryl Braithwaite.
Guy Sebastian.
Jess Melbourne.
Brittley.
Millsy.
James Corden's been confirmed.
Stop speculating.
Would you please welcome for a Masked Singer exclusive, an international superstar as promised by Dave Hughesy Hughes.
We may or may not have her on tomorrow.
Oh, that thing.
On Wednesdays, we were pink.
But today, we talk to Lindsay Lohan.
And we do.
Yes.
Because this morning at 11 a.m. Australian time,
you called us in.
I looked on, you know what happened? I looked on my WhatsApp and saw that she was online.
Oh, so you pounced.
Yeah, I thought she's online. Lindsay's up.
You bounced.
And we had to connect my phone to the desk, didn't we?
Yeah, we were worried that the calling Lindsay from you, from the number she had, we worried it wouldn't work. So we called from your mobile phone and we connected it through to the desk. So it had an issue.
It did go pear-shaped. And you're going to hear it going pear-shaped.
Very pear-shaped.
And Lindsay says something which blows our mind.
Unbelievable.
So let's go with it.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay, it's Husey. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for joining me. I'm here with Jack and Ed.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Can you hear me well? We can. We're very excited to speak to you. Thanks for taking some time today.
Of course. Thank you. Finally.
I know.
We got the times right.
It's been a long journey, Lindsay. We have, it's been a real...
Husey's the first person that's made me go to bed at... like literally 8 p.m. to get up at 4 a.m. to get on the phone.
Yeah.
I think ever in my life.
Look, if I've gotten you to bed at 8 p.m., I'm so proud of that, Lindsay. So.
I did.
Now, Lindsay, we're loving the show. The show is a huge hit in Australia. I don't know if you know that, but it's the number one show in the country at the moment. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I will tell you this. It's not just in Australia. My friend's, he's a sheikh, and his daughter and then his friend's daughter, they've been watching it and doing parties about it in London.
Wow.
Whenever it's on. And they're 12 years old, which has been a really good joy to have. And they say their favorite people are me and Husey.
He's gone global. This is what he wanted.
I thought if I can attach
because me and Husey have a comic relief together, and we weren't trying to do it like as we were guessing against each other. We just want to have a nice time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because you and Husey have got something going on. You're zinging off each other. You're both making jokes. You're making each other laugh. He looks like he's having a great time hanging around you, Lindsay. And I can tell you, normally he's a grumpy bastard. So well done.
Well, I never saw that side of Husey, to be honest with you. I always saw like a very good, he was like a big brother to me and really was there on by my side. He's a bit cheeky with...
Yeah, he's a bit cheeky, isn't he?
Devaniel.
Oh, no. Someone else is ringing me. This is an absolute disaster.
That was Dave O'Neill.
Dave O'Neill has ruined my life. I hate Dave O'Neill. What?
I'm never
speaking to him again.
All right, we're trying Lindsay again, okay?
For God's sake.
What's wrong with Dave O'Neill?
Lindsay, you're
guys,
back. Yes.
I'm going to call you right back because you can't call on WhatsApp in the UAE. Oh. It's actually illegal.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
Call me normal.
All right, I'll call you normal. All right, hang on one sec. Thanks, Lindsay.
I've got no idea you can't call on WhatsApp.
All right, we're calling normal.
UAE.
Yep,
do you know how to do that?
I do. So just
You don't know how to do that. Jack, do you know what's going on?
Of course. You just call now like it's a regular number.
We cannot get in trouble with the UAE. Well, speaking of Lindsay Lohan, if we get her deported, she loves the UAE.
UAE?
UAE, whatever.
Where's the UAE?
They know their letters, mate.
United Italian Emirates? That's where Kate is.
That was stressful.
Dave O'Neill.
Yeah, who's great.
Was unrepentant.
Great comedian.
I love Dave O'Neill.
Have you been paying attention last week? And a good friend of mine.
Too good.
Yes, and I've got, he's in my WhatsApp and that was just terrible.
It was terrible.
Hasn't apologised for ringing.
No, he was adamant. So whatevs.
We do get back, though, with Lindsay Lohan.
After this, the next part of Lindsay where we get right into the riff chat.
Yes.
All right.
Ooh. Don't miss it.
Take care, man.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
When we left our chat with Lindsay Lohan, our mate Dave O'Neill had rung my phone, so it had gone off, and we'd been talking to her on WhatsApp, and Lindsay had said that it's illegal to speak on WhatsApp in the UAE.
And this is coming from CNBC.com, the news site in America, saying that WhatsApp that allow free voice calling via the internet connection is banned in the UAE, though their messaging platforms are not.
So she was right.
Yes.
It is illegal. We were doing something illegal with Lindsay Lohan.
And she was so nice to take our call. So she asked us to, quote, call her back normal, which we did.
Yes, and we addressed the rumours of all the fighting in this bit of the chat with Lindsay Lohan. All right, have we got it now?
Yeah, we got it on there.
No, I don't know what's happening
here. This is the best.
Okay. This is like West Wing or something. Hello, yes.
Oh, that's so much better, guys.
Before you get to any questions, how much fun did we have on the set, Lindsay? We had so much fun, didn't we?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we had so much fun together, and the girls, we had a lot of fun behind the scenes as well, which people didn't get to see.
Ooh. You know, one other thing, Lindsay, what me and my
children... No, not in a dirty, weird way. Don't say, ooh,
people just try to drum up headlines, don't they, Lindsay? That's all they try to do.
I wasn't trying to do that.
People try and find the negative and everything good, because being happy and positive is boring.
That's really true. That's completely true. I'll tell you what Lindsay introduced me and my children to, and now we can't stop playing, is the Heads Up game.
Oh,
Ellen DeGeneres' Heads Up game. That is so much fun.
Yeah, we played it at my hotel with Nazim and everyone.
Yes, it was a bloody great night.
He keeps doing it. He keeps bringing out his phone and having a go. He loves it. He's addicted to it.
It's the best game, though. It makes you so happy. It does. Fun.
It really does. That's absolutely.
You know what the best place to play that game is? In an awkward conversation or a dinner meeting.
Yes.
Just play Heads Up.
Yes, with people you can't connect to.
Everyone doesn't know what to do.
Just whip out your phone and play Heads Up, which is like, it's like Celebrity Heads,
that's
basically.
That's your intelligence.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's a good idea. Now, Lindsay, what was the funnest thing about doing the Masked Singer Australia?
Honestly, to just go to Australia for the first time with a bunch of really nice people and in a beautiful place. It was a little cold for my case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was winter.
But when I got there, it was very warm, but... I think the crew and everyone on the panel and all the Masked Singers, it was just a really good experience and very welcoming and very warm.
It's nice.
We actually hung out with each other. We got to know each other, which is very different from America. In America, everyone just kind of goes their own ways. Whereas in Australia, everyone gets to know each other and you all stay as friends. And
that's nice.
You create like a bond with each other. I think that's really cool.
What about Husey's dancing, Lindsay?
Well, I think he got the dad move down.
Yeah, look, and I appreciate that, you know.
He's upset, Lindsay. Lindsay, he keeps saying...
He kind of twerked once.
Did you twerk? When did you twerk?
Look, remember when we went out
he
to that...
He did once on stage. He did once.
Look, I tried to. But we went out to the nightclub and we got all the glow sticks and we had that party at the nightclub.
We went out one night and I shocked everyone. I said we were going to go back to the hotel room and have some dinner and, like, play Scrabble. And I took them out to the Star Casino with the back room, and I closed it off, and it was pitch black. We kind of had to feel our way in, and then we gave everyone glow sticks. We had a great time.
He's still going on about it, Lindsay. That could have been the best night of his life. He's been going on and on about it.
You know what? I think it's important to have a nice time with good people, and we all worked very hard, and I think it's good that we... all enjoy it together in the right way and a safe way, you know, so that you can enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, it was absolutely, completely safe, no doubt about it.
By the way, you were like a ninja in that place.
Oh, really? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah.
With that glow stick.
Yeah. Oh, right, yes.
I mean, the way I was... Yeah, no, it was a weapon for me. It was
like
something to hold on to.
Yeah,
so to ward off all the women who are coming at me because of my hot moves.
Ooh.
Yeah, anyway, no doubt about it. What are you going
to
ask?
I've got to ask one. You know I do. I love the show. Come on. The robot, Lindsay. I feel like you have some sort of connection with the person inside the robot.
I have been guessing who that robot was.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Florida,
yes,
kind of mentions of it,
yes,
and the voice reminded me of someone that someone in my family might have known,
I mean the word
and
is
then someone unagreeable. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're not getting any more out of her.
That's
right?
That's all I ask.
You have to watch the show.
I do watch the show
as everyone is.
I've watched every episode.
Oh God, Lindsay, are you gonna? So are you up for the day now? Or are you gonna go back to bed? Where are you at now?
No. I've slept and now I'm awake.
For God's sake. I
get on the phone with people in New York because I'm traveling to New York soon and then I'm coming to Australia soon again.
Have we got a date for when you're coming here? I'll ask privately, all right? So you'll be here soon before the end of the year?
And usually you'll know. You know I'll write you and tell you.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. And we are. Can we just... People who think I'm hassling you, I'm not hassling you, Lindsay. We're genuine friends, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are. We've all become very good, genuine friends, and I really appreciate that. And you really helped me a lot, to be honest with you.
That's nice.
And I will tell you this. A lot of people have told me how good you've been to me in helping me on the show, and Jackie, and Danny, And it was hard for me because I didn't really know what I was dealing with and what I was going into. But you guys gave me a lot of insight, and that made me feel very comfortable. And I couldn't ask for more, and I'm very grateful.
Now, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. It's a pleasure to have
you.
But
I want to tell you something else.
What's that?
For season two,
yep.
I'm bringing an American with me.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Michelle Obama? Could be.
I know, you never know these days. You never know.
Wow, that's a big tease.
Good on you.
It might be Trump's second desire for, I don't know, a new job.
Wow, to be Trump, the big man.
All right. Good on you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
Bye.
He's delivered.
Genuine friends.
Well, mate, forever.
Dee Hughes
forever.
And L. Lohan.
BFF.
Genuine friends.
Mate, we'll be, she'll probably come to my, I don't
second
know.
Wedding.
Third? Am I gonna
third
have one?
Wedding?
No. We might, me and my wife might renew the vows.
In the
and she
UA...
might be my best, you know, might be Lindsay could be my best person beside me.
What's your best person?
I don't know, because she's not a man, so best woman.
Best woman.
Anyway, my singer's on tonight, 7:30.
It's a beautiful offer. Thank you so much.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, and it's Tuesday, so it's time to open the gates of Lazytown. Where you want to stay. Things are upside down here in Lizzie Town. Adventure's just a moment away. 13, 10, 60, the gates might be open, but you've got to get past the mayor.
Yeah, I am the mayor. Here's another example of why I should be mayor. Last night I'm hanging at home about to watch The Masked Singer with the family, and my phone rings and it goes, where are you? I said, what? And I said, why aren't you at the gig? What gig? There was a gig that I'd booked and I'd forgotten to put it in my diary.
Hold on. And I had asked you yesterday, got any gigs tonight? And you go, nah.
And I did. But I got there, man. I got there. Anyway.
That's good. Well done.
Tony is new on the team. She's a producer.
Yeah, what else?
Tony with an I.
Ah, Tony with an I.
Yeah, so Tony.
The female or?
Just female. Okay. You wanted to call her female Tony.
Female Tony.
But we've established you'd prefer Tony with an I, haven't we, Tony?
Yes, sure. Yeah, Tony with an I.
No, but don't say yes, sure. Like, no,
she doesn't prefer that. No, she's being strong-armed into
yes,
that.
Yes, sure. Sounds like you're being... Would you prefer female Tony or Tony with an I?
No, you're correct. I would prefer Tony with an I. Yeah. It's how I've been referred to before. That's fine.
Yeah, and eventually it'll just be Tony. And probably next week, actually. I think it's probably our last week of Tony with an I. Okay. Even on Tuesday. Maybe later this week.
Maybe today. Maybe right now.
Could be as early as right now. Tony.
Tony, you want to enter Lazytown?
Yes. Ooh, well,
very hard for a producer to get in.
That's true.
Which is surprising.
No.
Carly's giving me the bird.
Shape.
You can't be given the bird. Sasha's given me the bird over the years, many times.
Many birds.
Yep. So, why? Why should you get in?
Last night, when I was watching TV, I needed to do something on my computer, so I needed the internet. And instead of going up to the fridge with the Wi-Fi password to connect to the internet, I just hotspotted my phone, which was right next to me.
Yeah, rather than standing up, going up to the fridge.
What were you watching on TV?
The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that was crucial. Right. I should have said that earlier.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe have you been paying attention, the ratings juggernaut that is that show? Smashing.
No, she watched Love Island.
Smashed Love Island. Smashed Love Island.
Take that, you tattooed flogs.
Yeah, yeah. Until one of them turns up on the... On your show, you take all the reality people. Don't
we don't
you?
Take them.
Yeah, don't you?
No,
different channel. You take all the. You'll be taking the Bachelorette. So
I
you?
Stand by that.
Yeah,
you're a different
too.
Type of flog.
Sorry, Tony, you're not in because you know how to hotspot.
Yeah, I didn't know how to hotspot.
Anyone who knows how to hotspot doesn't get in.
No. So close.
Try again next week if you're up to it.
13, 10, 60, if you think you can get in, Ed, what's this song?
It's my favourite new song. It's Castles by Freya Somebody.
Oh, good. But one more time, 13, 10, 60, it's Masked, what are we doing?
You're a singer.
Yeah, it's Masked Singer night, but it's Lazytown.
Yes.
Let's get involved.
The Hughesy and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier. The Hughesy and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier.
The female member of Lazytown, who is your 2IC, will be joining us, Kate Langbrook, on this show in a matter of minutes.
What? Yeah, she's got some Greta Thunberg material for us. So.
Bungers.
Right now, though.
Welcome to Lazytown, a place where you want to stay.
131060 if you want to get into Lazy Town.
Many are called, few are chosen. That's what Lazy Town is. We don't like it crowded. We want room to move. Mm. Sophie, you want in. Give us your credentials.
When I do my washing, I take my jeans off with my undies inside them, inside out. I put them in the washing machine, take them out and hang them on the line with the undies still attached.
Smart.
Inside out.
And
that's
and
just
put,
smart.
But, and put them on, so you put them on with the undies still in there.
Well, it doesn't really work that way. Hmm. So.
But yeah, right. If it did, you would. If you could, you would.
If it did, yeah, I would, yeah.
Someone who keeps the undies in the jean when she washes the jean. Normally washing anything would mean you're not in, but...
Come on.
Is she in?
Well, I mean, I would say...
No, well, you can't. No, it's got to be me. Jack, okay. Would you have her in?
I wouldn't. She's washing. Straight, absolutely, 100%
this absolutely
out.
Breaks my heart, but we've got to listen.
In fairness, though, my boyfriend won't wash my jean if it's like that, so...
Why?
Weirds him out, does it? He doesn't like your...
Well, he doesn't like it. He thinks it's gross.
He thinks he's wrong.
He's so wrong, Sophie.
They sit there for a while.
Yeah, he's wrong.
They sit there.
They sit there for months.
Can't come in. Wow. No, we need to... Yep. Not in.
Wow.
She's watching. Franco, what is it?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, great. It was a tough one, that one. Not going to lie.
So we've just gone through daylight savings, got a walk-off on the wall.
Yeah.
Haven't changed it.
That's your classic.
Factor in that hour.
That's got to be classic. You're going to factor in the hour for the next 6 months?
That's it. That's how I've been doing it.
6 months of factoring. So this has gone over your whole life.
That's it. Too lazy to get up and change the wall.
You know what? And that's
classic.
That's where Apple and all the companies, Samsung and all those companies that automatically...
Huawei.
They were the sponsor of the Canberra Raiders, weren't they, Huawei?
Well done.
Well, used to be milk.
Used to be Canberra milk.
Mm.
Used to be the and before that it was Woodges.
Was it?
Well, yes. Anyway. In between that it was Video Easy.
Video Easy.
It was. That was Woodges, then it's Video back, Easy, then Canberra milk.
Who knew?
And now Huawei.
Huawei. anyway, I'm off track, aren't I?
Massively.
So, you know what? We need Franco in. He's in.
Yeah, bro. Love Franco.
Imagine there's just a couple of brewskis with Franco, even though I don't drink. So a couple of zero brewskis.
Yeah.
Put the zero in front of brewski, it doesn't probably have the same ring to it, does it?
Wouldn't have thought so.
Lara.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, give it to us.
It was about 6 months ago, my boyfriend went out for a night out and I went and picked him and some of his mates up. And one of his mates was sick in the back of my car and vomited in the cup holder of my back door.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still haven't cleaned it out, so I've been driving around with dried vomit in my back door for about 6 months.
She's gone straight to the... You're in. There's no...
Yeah, there's no discussion there, is there?
No discussion. A place where you wanna stay. I mean, I can imagine, even as the mayor, I can imagine, driving around with my own vomit in the car, but with some bloke you don't even know.
Would you clean up? If a kid vomited, how many times have the kids vomited in your car?
Oh, not that often, thank God. My new car, no, they haven't. But but children just vomit willy-nilly, don't they?
They just walk off into the night.
Yeah. one more? We're going to try one more? All right, Luke, you want in? Give it to us.
Okay, so customers will come up and ask for a product, and I'll say, we don't have any left. And tell them to go somewhere else, even if we have the product.
I feel like I've met Luke.
He's in. He's in. He's running the store.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, and the Kate of the Husey and Kate show will be joining us next.
Yeah, look, she's going to talk at Greta Thunberg, who is inspired, I'm fair to say, the Extinction
Rebellion.
Which
are the climate protests going on around
Australia and the world.
So is Italy on with this?
We'll find out when we talk to Kate Langbrook all the way over there in Bologna.
See. Coming up next.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
So Kate Langbrook all the way over there in Bologna.
Hey.
Good afternoon, Kate.
How dare you? I
should be at school.
Yes.
You are looking at me for hope for the future. No.
Yeah, that is. Is it Greta Thunberg who we have?
Thungers.
Because there's climate.
Yeah.
There's climate rallies going on in Australia as we speak. Oh, it's the whole week. It's a climate rally week, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah. That's still a bit of a secret. Apparently, don't know when it's going to be on.
Yeah, right. Isn't it already on?
Oh, okay. Because they're going to surprise computers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people are already happy enough in their cars.
Exactly.
They're on.
Trying to go to work.
Mm.
Now, you know, Katie, we really are fascinated in what's going on over in Italy about this. So can I tell you, like, today my son was a bit freaked out. He heard some of the Greta Thunberg speech. Here's a little bit of the speech from the 16-year-old Swedish girl at the UN.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
Whoa, yes. Yeah. Have you heard the whole speech, Kate?
Yes. Oh, yes, it's one of my favourite things ever.
Yeah. So how long did it go for? Is it like five minutes or 10 minutes?
How much time did she get at the UN, Katie? More or less than Bono?
Bono's been banging on for 40 years. He's done such a good job in Africa. You understand why you can trust the rest of the world to him.
Hasn't he?
Would he be jealous, of her cutthroat?
Oh, no, he'd hate her. Bono and Jolie would hate Thunberg more than anyone.
Mm.
No, I think Jolie would like Greta.
Really?
Almost enough to adopt her if she had a bit more ethnic diversity.
Now, you have four children. They're all at impressionable ages, ranging from Lewis is, what, he's 16?
Yeah.
Through the Yanni, who's 9, or he's 10, isn't he, Yanni? 10? 9, 10?
Yes, he's 10.
So what
Ten,
do
you, same as Raph.
Yeah. Do they freak out about the environment, or and what is your how, what do you say to them?
Well, I sort of, partly I think why the children are depressed is because of that sense of hopelessness. You have stolen my dreams.
Wow. Yeah. Oh God. So it's full
on. Sort of say, well, I mean, also, what can you do about the whole world? I notice there's no Extinction Rebellion in China or India, who are the greatest polluters.
Well, what did Putin actually... And what did Putin...
Easing Thunberg real good. He said...
Did you hear what Putin said, Kate? Ed, what did Putin say?
Putin said, well, I'd like to see her tell someone in a developing country that they can't be as rich as Sweden. Yeah, zing, Thunberg,
yeah,
zing.
Right, they can't enjoy that lifestyle. I know, so it's not... What she's saying is wrong, like, obviously. And just living here the way we live, because we don't have rubbish bins here. You have to keep your rubbish, and then you have to walk it out to a central rubbish collection place.
Yeah, wow.
You have to do organic, plastic, all separately. Organic, plastic, metal bottles, all separately.
Wow.
So you realise how much waste you make, and we make a lot of waste. Mm. However, I personally don't believe it's helpful for children to believe that the world's going to end. We only have 12 years.
12, yeah. I mean, that sounds... I may be proven correct.
What do you mean?
Correct or incorrect?
Yeah, what do you mean? Well, you think we've got longer than 12, do we?
Well, I hope we've got longer than 12. But I feel like if I keep this conversation, I'm going to end up on a list.
Which list?
The list, not the good list. The Jones list.
No, not the good.
The Jones, the Stefanovic, the Bolt list. I don't want to be on that list. I don't want to be on that list. What,
like Gold Logie with it.
What list is this?
No, it's a list of...
What's the list?
Kate can't be on the list because she's a woman. Only men can be on the list.
Oh, no, I can be on the list. Kellyanne Kennelly's on the list.
Oh, she's on the list. All right, yeah, women can be
on the list. Here's the thing, you know, because... Lewis said to me last week, I'm going off to the climate strike, right? And they just had one.
So it is going on in Italy, like, yep, right, good, yep.
Yeah, yeah. And I said to him, okay, I said, why do you want to go? And it transpired that, I mean, who would think that a teenager might be motivated by something other than wanting to save the earth? Mm. It turned out he wanted a day off school.
Yeah. And you respected that? Did you respect that?
Well, we had a discussion because it's still a legitimate thing. We need to look after the earth.
We do, absolutely.
But I said to him, and this is a very interesting discussion, because he did the old, oh, your generation's ruined the world for everyone. I went, okay, fair enough. Out of interest, what are you going to give up? He went, what? I went, what are you going to give up? Are you going to give up the phone that you're holding in your hand that's made out of rare earth?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to give up the plastic water bottle in your other hand?
Yeah.
Like, what is the... It's one thing to go marching around blocking traffic and going, the youth have got all the answers for the world. Youth have lessons for us. That's one thing. But it's another thing to have, like, something specific that you're going to give up.
And did he have anything?
So what they're giving up... Yeah, they're giving up going to school and doing homework.
Well, they won't need it. There's only 12 years left. No one needs to go to school.
That's correct.
I'm finding
study.
Good on you, Katie.
Good on you, Kate.
Talk to you later in the week.
The Husey and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier.
Very good evening to you all. If you are just joining us, well, what a show you have missed, but never fear, because we have a podcast where you can catch up with all of it, huseyandkate.com.au.
Yeah, the wonderful Lindsay Lohan was on the show.
Well done.
And Renee Zellweger.
Two
worldwide household names.
She was, Renee Zellweger and Lindsay Lohan were both very pro Husey. You've had some wins today.
Yeah, you know, you have as well. They were pro you as well. Renee called you Eddie.
Did you call me Eddie?
She laughed a lot, Renee, didn't she?
Yeah, she's charming.
She's on the project tonight, I believe.
Very Renee. Small person.
Tiny.
Tiniest
what do you reckon?
Person.
35 kilograms? What do you reckon?
Renee Zellweger. Very low 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Could be a jockey. And I also gave a fact out, didn't I, about fecal matter.
Because you're gastro man.
Gastro man. Husey is a gastro man.
Now, I am over it, I believe. And my mother-in-law actually sent this to the family that, if you...
Stop, your phone's ringing.
Oh, I know.
Does it make it stop?
No caller ID. It's someone trying to get me to change gas companies, probably. So if you leave the lid up when you press the button on the toilet, 6 feet in the air goes the fecal matter.
That is shocking.
All over your toothbrush, all over everything in your bathroom.
Absolutely right.
Shut the lid before you flush.
If you're in a cubicle, then you don't, and it could fly up and over the cubicle wall and into the other person's cubicle.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You could be playing fecal tennis.
Absolutely. So, but even if they don't do it, you still should do it. I think you should, if you think they haven't done it, you're going to them back.
Cop this.
Yeah,
no, you definitely have to. Yeah. I will definitely shut lids from now on, so thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, when we come back, we've got... Text Trauma, which is a wonderful segment, isn't it?
Real life breakups. We're all going to hear the actual text messages, and today's is a doozy.
Yeah, no, don't go anywhere.
No. It's coming up straight after Tones and I, Dance Monkey, Husey and Kate.
Stop ringing me during the show, honestly. Whoever you are.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Time for a text trauma.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
So Zoe dated Jake for almost a year. Then they went away for a weekend.
Oh.
And according to Zoe, there was no indication that anything was wrong. But he dropped her off at her home after the weekend away. Then this text message conversation ensued.
I shall be playing the part of Zoe.
And I will be Jake.
What are you going to do? You literally said good point when I said you don't have any reasons to stay with me. So what is it then?
I don't know. You just seem to frustrate me a lot lately, which sucks.
Yeah, I can tell. And it's really hurtful for me. I love you and I'm trying to spend time with you and be affectionate but get nothing back. So, are we on a break? Wait, did you just break up with me?
Broken up. We're just not right for one another.
You've broken up with me? Over text?
We've given it a crack for a year and it's just not right. We irritate each other.
Are you serious? What the? What the?
Hang on. Have I missed something? Hang on. I missed something there.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
You've broken up
Hang on. Let me. It's my bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was trying to give you a feed line. That's what you do.
No, I'm not going to do the whole bit.
Feed line.
I've already done half. I'm not doing half.
Feed line back.
You've
broken up with me? Over text?
No, well, I'm going to do the whole thing again, all right?
Yes.
All right. We've given it a crack for a year and it's just not right. We irritate each other. I haven't felt like having sex in about 6 weeks, maybe longer.
Tell me?
Yes.
Okay. Are you serious? What the f***? So you've just been doing it but not wanting to?
We've only had sex 3 to 4 times in the last 6 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, but you haven't wanted to do it any of those times?
No, not really. I still would like a good friendship. I'm not leaving you for someone else. Understand that, please.
This is gut-wrenching.
I've felt flat as the last couple of days. You should go out this week and meet somebody. Go home with someone. You'll forget about me pretty quickly.
Recently we have fought, but I didn't think it would lead you to ending it this way over text. Not after all the holidays and good memories. I am shocked. I can't believe this is the way you've approached this. Breaking up with me over text is a poor reflection on you. I deserve this face to face. I'll need my things back.
I'll drop them off when you transfer me a bit of money for the last weekend we had together. It's only fair.
Oh, nice to know how much you care about me. You're all about the money.
You joking? I'd paid for just about every thing when we are out or camping. You're a bloody sting. I'm not going to beg you for money from previous trips, so just send the $75 for the hot tub ticket. If you don't send it, it's going to be a poor reflection on you. You have to admit I paid for about 70% of the stuff when we were together, so please do the right thing. Otherwise, I'll have to speak to your mum to get it off you, which is a bit embarrassing. You live the bougie life. I've heard it come out of your own mouth.
I've always contributed in every way but petrol, and you never used to let me. I'll send you the ticket. This is just crazy to not even break up with me in person and then to demand all of this without giving me a second to process my heartbreak. You can stop pestering me. I'm upset, but you get the ticket. I'm not a person.
Okay, thanks for doing that. That's all for me then. My God, Zoe, that is an incredible end to a relationship.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was pretty shocked at the time, I'll tell you that.
What a creep, Zoe. What a creep. You gave a year of your life to that person.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, I was going to a holiday, coming back and expecting him to come back for dinner. And, just dropped off the face of the earth pretty much. And,
I don't want to get too graphic.
No, come on.
On that last weekend away, had you guys been intimate?
Thankfully, like, no.
No, we're on.
Yeah, because that would have been...
even worse, Zoe. Now, Zoe, this $75, I hope you didn't transfer it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I had a ticket. We were going to a festival together. I didn't transfer the money, but I gave him, you know, everything he had the rights to, his ticket and that, but... I couldn't believe he was demanding money for the holiday that he ditched me on.
Shocking. What is the bougie life?
Bougie.
What is that?
It means it's just short for bourgeois, isn't it, Zoe?
Yeah, it's so just pretty much living the high life. But
the bougie life.
Do you live the bougie life, Zoe?
I think, on the uni budget, I wouldn't say it's very bougie, but...
Is it true that you have never spoken to him since this text conversation? Is that it?
Yeah, so never spoken again. Actually, probably, thankfully, never even come across him again.
Oh, amazing. It's amazing that you could be with someone for a year and then just never, after this. It's incredible.
He was,
it stung hard because, yeah, and then he ended up
what?
Getting this new girlfriend that he ended up, he was actually talking to when he was with me.
Ah, oh, that's
killer.
Deadbeat. Hashtag deadbeat.
Better
that's
off.
Awful.
You're better off without him and you're better off with what, Jack?
$500 cash is all yours. Very well done.
Oh my God. You guys are absolute legends.
You're Thank a you. Legend. Get bougie with it.
And yes. if you've got any conversations like that and you've got the, still got the text messages, screenshot them and send them through to us on Facebook. And if we read yours out on air, you could score $500
now,
as well.
I mean, am I complete? Have you heard the bougie life before, Jack?
I have heard bougie life.
Has everyone else heard the bougie life? No? No? Only...
It's pretty obvious, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
yeah.
Real obvious.
Yeah. It's not that obvious, mate.
Real obvious.
right. It's spelled B-O-Y-J-E-E.
Well, I can't... Millennials can't spell.
Well, I don't know. What the... Yeah, all right. So it better have been spelled differently, maybe.
Yeah.
All right,
it was spelled B-O-U-G...
It was never going to be obvious for me, to be honest.
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
It's Hughie and Kate for the drive home. Of course, the Masked Singer. Oh. We had another unveiling last night.
Yeah, the nation fell in love with the prawn.
Especially one of the guessers. One of the people on your guessing team, I think, was very keen on this young man.
I think there was more than one, but he joins us right now, Darren McMullen.
Here he is.
Hey. Hello, guys.
Oh.
Good to see you in the real world, Hughie.
Mate, you really own that stage, and you there's a real. I mean, obviously you are a great actor, but you brought it through the shell. I mean, you're able to. You must have. Did you love it all that sort of play acting you did on stage?
Oh, it was brilliant. I think the outfit maketh the man in this situation. There was a couple of outfits they were tossing up between, and. I felt like once I put that prawn suit on, it took a mind of its own.
How many
so I
choices
became
did you have, Darren?
Like, well, there was the hairy little furry monster ball.
Oh, so the ones that we've got, you got to choose between the ones that were available.
I think ultimately I probably wouldn't have fit in the little monster to be honest. But they had an idea of who they wanted me to be, and I think that was a prawn, and they didn't want to sway me either way. And I kind of agreed with that too, because at first I was like, wait, who's going to fall in love with a little prawn? No one's going to vote for the prawn. I'm like, oh, come on, we're Aussies. Of course we're going to fall in love with the prawn.
But
I'm going to be stupid, tongue-in-cheek, and
but
a bit silly.
But it's the character that you played that got you as far along, apart from your brilliant singing, don't get me wrong, but you were...
swagger, mate.
We loved the character, and I mean, What is the go between you and Danny Minogue? Because I really did think you could have been an ex of Danny's.
I know. Well, that all kind of happened by accident. So when I was doing rehearsal, I said, because Danny, you know, I've never lied to you or you or you or you, Jackie. So I said that, and then the producers came to me and said, look, when you do the show, don't say their names. I was like, fine. But then, you know, you're in the moment. You're wearing a 50 kg prom mask. And I actually sang it the way I did in rehearsal. And then you guys didn't hear me say Jackie, and you only heard Danny. And I think you were the first one to kind of go, wait, hold on a minute. That's a clue. It's got to be Chris Smith. And then it just went from there. So
do you know Danny in real life at all?
I've worked with her a couple of times. Yeah, I don't know her very well. She was my little poster girl when I was growing up as a kid.
Fantastic.
A 7-year-old kid. I think she was on Home and Away or something.
Yeah,
She was the poster
still got
above
it,
my
though,
bed.
She's still got it.
Like a fine wine. She just gets better and better with age. She's like Michelle Pfeiffer that way. She's
fantastic.
Beautiful. So no animosity between me and Danny. Only love, Danny, if you're watching.
Mucho single. Love. That's lovely. Hey.
Were you happy with all the guesses
I got to play the last.
No, I don't think I was very happy with Red Simons. Thanks very much.
I want to play them, Darren McMullen. They've never been further away. Let's have a listen to their final guesses.
I am going to stick with my guess of Chris Smith.
I'm going to stick with Redford.
I am going with the cockiest man I know in showbiz, Karl Stefanovic.
I'm going to go with Ronan Keating still.
Happy with that.
I am going for Red Simons.
I was happy with all the guesses of actual real singers, obviously. Ronan Keating, great guess. Guy Smassi, great guess.
Yeah.
Red Simons? There's about 100.
Robbie Williams? I think at one stage it didn't make the final cut, but Danny went, oh, it might be too obvious, but I really think that is Robbie Williams.
Oh,
I was in the suit going,
really?
Yes,
that
get in.
Going,
get
man.
In.
That's some nodding. There's some nodding to that. Okay.
Tell you what, when the mask went off, we've got producers here, female producers who were so impressed Carly in particular.
Who's Carly, what did you say to me in the office?
He's so handsome.
Oh, yeah.
who knew girls loved a man in a prawn suit so much?
And Sasha French is out, but we've got to go in a sec. Sasha French, who's our producer. Sasha, you have worked with Darren, haven't you?
Yes, I have a few years ago.
Hey, Sasha, how are you?
Hey, Darren, how are you?
Yeah.
I loved you as a prawn. Loved it.
You did. Yeah, I've got to get a hold of that prawn suit because I had more luck with that little prawn on than I've had in the last few years with ladies. So
let's
track that down.
Well played. It was excellent work. Fantastic. And some more Masked Singer.
It's on tonight.
It's on tonight.
7:30.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Gentlemen, that is about it from us this afternoon.
We're out of here, dude.
Congratulations, mate. You did it. You delivered Lindsay Lohan, and yeah, it was well done. You did a great job. And she said that you were, quote...
What did she say? Great?
No, mate. You said you two were genuine friends.
Yes, yes.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, that's good.
Congratulations. Yeah. Oh. Who have you got tomorrow?
On the what?
No, on this radio program. Now we've got the taste for it.
What superstar can we have on
Thunberg?
On Wednesday. I'd love to get Thunberg on. Maybe she's got a coincidence for us, yeah? Get your thinking cap on, Greta.
Masked Singer, don't miss it tonight, 7:30, Channel 10, exactly. And win.
Yeah, yes. Massive.
Miss any of this show, podcast it. HughesyandKate.com.au. See you tomorrow.
R&B Fridays Live is returning next month with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy, and much more performing live. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.